Jeremy is on the line. He's our meet and greet participant today. Been listening, he says, 17 years, but never called. Jeremy, welcome to this program.
How you doing, guys?
Great, and great to hear from you. What brought you to this show 17 years ago?
I turned on the radio, and I started laughing, then stuck with it ever since.
Wow. Appreciate that. That's really nice
Thank
of you.
You
to say. Thanks for doing that.
And must have been one of those great jokes.
Yes, maybe the Jimmy Hoffa joke is the one that got him and got him to stay.
It might be.
Yeah. Who's your favorite member of this?
Chris Dim's impressions.
Well, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy.
Now, does that mean Chris Dim's your favorite member of this program?
It does not.
Oh. Okay.
Unfortunately, if that breaks any hearts, but it is Biggie.
Well, my heart is broken again today. Mm-hmm. Continues to be broken.
I'm going to break a lot of hearts with some stories today, guys. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, my.
What you got?
What do you have for us?
Well, Biggie asked me if anything kind of neat happened in my life recently, and I did have dinner with a MLB superstar this by accident.
Wait a minute. You had dinner with a Major League Baseball superstar just this past
by
weekend?
By accident.
Yeah, on Friday night.
What? Where were you having dinner?
I was having dinner at Gibson's in Chicago because I was going to the Cubs-Yankees game on Saturday.
Who was the Major League Baseball superstar that was in the restaurant?
Well, I was sitting down when he arrived, and of course I recognized him immediately as a diehard, lifelong Yankees fan.
Aaron Judge.
And it was Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow.
Well.
And they seated him in the table directly next to me, and I sat next to him for 2 hours trying not to fanboy.
Wow.
That was a 45-year-old man.
Oh, that had to be hard.
You didn't – I feel like I might have said something. Were you tempted to say something to him?
I did after I paid my bill, and they were just finishing up. I just kind of reached over and said, "Hey, Big G, just want to say big fan." Showed him a picture of my son in his Yankees jersey. He took a picture real quick. Real nice guy, very quiet and shy.
Oh, he was.
How about that?
Nice guy.
How many people were with us? Mm-hmm. How many people were with Stanton, Jeremy?
He had five. There were five total.
Mm-hmm. Men and women, or all guys, or
all guys
on the road trip.
Kind of like, it was just like a group of friends, it seemed like. I tried not to, I tried to be mindful of my own presence and enjoy my own meal without being completely distracted.
Woo.
But my son thought it was hilarious. The most hilarious thing is that we ordered the exact same steak.
Oh, you and Giancarlo Stanton.
How'd you take your steak?
Yeah. Oh, medium rare on the rare side.
Okay. I like it well done with ketchup. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
No.
Over at Gibson's?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're missing it.
As a matter of fact, the person that I was dining with asked for it well done, and I told the waiter, I said, "Please tell the chef not to hold that against me when he cooks my steak."
I told you when I used to go down to the steakhouse in Ashboro, I'd get the dude well done with Heinz 57
dude
ketchup.
Well done.
The dude well done, always. That's right. Now, let me ask you, are you really a big Stanton fan? Because I know a lot of Yankee fans are disappointed with his performance as a New York Yankee.
Well, I am a big Stanton fan. I appreciate what he does from a baseball perspective, and he's been unfortunately marred by injuries. I got to be honest, as a Yankees fan, I really question what's going on in the athletic training room with the amount of injuries over the past 5 to 10 years that they seem to be going through.
They do have a lot of injuries, yeah. Are you optimistic for the postseason?
I am.
Yeah, I would be too.
As a matter of fact, I promised my nephew yesterday, because I'm from Ohio originally, that if the Indians and the Yankees end up in the playoffs, that I would go to a playoff game with him.
That'd be a good series.
We at ABC News did some fact-checking. They are now the Guardians.
No, I'm from there. They'll always be the Indians.
No, you can't say it.
And they're still playing at Jacobs Field.
You can't say you
at the Jake.
Yes, they are. You know, I heard somebody say that when they changed their name, they considered Spiders, because many, like 100 years ago, there was a Cleveland Spiders. I think that would be a cool name, and you could do a cool hat with that. You know,
Spiders is a great nickname.
Because Guardians, it's not a good name. People don't like it.
There's just not much you can do from a marketing standpoint, it seems like.
With Spiders, you could.
Spiders, yeah.
But aren't there – there's supposedly Guardian figures on one of the major
That's the
bridges,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, it's the big bridge. You know the bridge, the Guardians, but why they
Absolutely.
Named it? Yeah. So were you happy when they said Guardians, or would you want something else?
Look, if you're going to change the Indians, then you got to change the Braves. So it's all in or nothing. So I don't like half in, half out. Well, I'm not that Chris Kelly kind of way.
Well, That's the second day in a row somebody got me.
That's a dig at you.
That's a it's a complete dig. Even I caught that. That's a complete dig at me.
ABC News has looked into it, and he's actually fully out.
Over 17 years.
Yeah, so you know. No, but I agree with that. I mean, why, you know, I I'm with you on that. And like there's Kansas City Chiefs and, the, you know, Atlanta Braves and all that. I'm with you. So you're a big baseball fan. You go to Chicago. Did you enjoy your weekend in Chicago? I'm sure you did.
I did. I had a very, very good time. It was neat because Stanton almost hit a home run, but it was so cold and windy the wind knocked down a lot of big balls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the upside of that home run not going out is the guy had to jump in the ivy to catch it, and it was neat to see that in person.
Well, that's pretty cool. Bad. Yeah, Wrigley Field. Had you been to Wrigley before?
No, that was the first time I've ever been there, and I was really impressed with it for being as old as it is. I heard stories about it being kind of decrepit like old Yankee Stadium was.
Yeah. What's your favorite stadium?
But it was very nice.
Have you been to a lot?
No, not as many as I'd like, but, you know, once the kids get older, that's the plan.
Yeah, good for you.
What's your family like? How many? What's your family size?
I have three children.
All right.
16, 15, and 10. Well, boy, girl, boy.
Okay. Right. And did all of you go to see the Yankees game this weekend in Chicago?
No, this was Dad's one every 2 year trip to go do things for himself.
Okay. Yeah,
he's not going to take them to the steakhouse.
Cool for you.
15, 10.
Oh, you know, you're right. Because you, well, you said your son was laughing, but you told him what you wore, that you ordered the same thing as Stanton. That's right. Well, good for you.
Yeah. And in retrospect, I really wish I would have not told him and just asked him to give him a little birthday message on my phone and saved it for his birthday in a couple of weeks.
Oh, but, man.
You know, I was a little flustered.
Of course.
I would be.
Of course you were. Exactly. Well, it's awesome talking to you, Jeremy. We really appreciate you listening for all these years and glad you called and glad we got to meet you today.
It was a really, really good time. Thanks a lot, guys. Absolutely. Enjoy the show. Keep it up.
Thanks, Jeremy. And I'm predicting a Yankees World Series win this year.
Oh, you cursed it.
He knows.
He knows.
He knows I hate him.
Jeremy knows that game.